the other quarterback captain, former Wyoming quarterback Casey Bramlett, joining us here in the program. Now, Casey, we were a little disappointed. Randy did not talk much trash about the upcoming alumni flag football game. We're hoping you give us a little more fire and throw somebody under the bus or something and tell us how it's really going to go.
Don't let Randy fool you. He's probably been out throwing for the last 2 months since he put this thing together.
Oh, so he actually put this whole thing together. So, you know, he's got to make himself look good now, right?
I think Randy's scared. I think he's afraid of the other team, so he doesn't want to pop off because they'll just come out and pound him.
Well, I don't know. He's the one putting the teams together too, so we'll see how he stacks his team.
So there's a good chance that Michael Purcell, who plays for the San Francisco 49ers, might be chasing you down in the backfield.
If he does, we'll be doing a lot of shotgun and a lot of three-step quick, get the ball out of my hand quick.
how would you kind of approach with this, Casey? Casey Bramlett joins us here on the program. And you know, what do you think of this being kind of an annual thing before the spring game to get former players back and maybe drum up a little more interest with the spring and with the successes of Cowboy football? Kind of a two-parter there. How did it come about for you, and what do you make of this event?
You know, I think it's a great idea. Getting everybody back involved, I think that's something that the last few years, especially since Bowl's been back, is trying to get some of the former players back involved again. And this is a good way to do it, starting the W Club in that way. But just kind of the more things like this they do, the more they get some of the former guys back in there. I think it's just going to help the program and gives a lot of those other guys a reason to get back involved with the university and that maybe haven't done in a while. Kind of the way I got into it was I got a text message from a buddy down in Denver, probably 3 or 4 months ago, saying, "Hey, I hear you're playing in a flag football game." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And this is kind of, I think, right when it was first kind of getting started, and I at first was a little hesitant to do it. The reason was that the last time I played in a flag football game was probably the last time I threw a football, was 7 years ago, playing in a flag game down in Denver, and started getting competitive, dove to try to get a guy's flag, and landed on my shoulder, dislocated my shoulder, tore my labrum. Like, the only time I really got hurt my whole career was playing in a flag football game.
I was gonna ask if they offered like group health insurance or you know, major accident insurance or something to cover you guys.
I think there's a Vegas betting odds on how many hamstrings get pulled.
That's definitely one thing Dave was talking about with Randy, is that the hamstring injuries. But that's what I'm curious about, because you said it got a little competitive there, and you're diving after flags. Do you think you'll have to worry about that with the group that's coming in? Do you think there's going to be that competitive fire if things get a little interesting or something? Somebody makes a big play on somebody?
You know, I think I'm going to try my hardest not to get too. I'm going to try to have fun. But, you know, and that's one way I'm going to try to not do it, is to just say, okay, I'm just going to play on offense. So unless I throw an interception and have to chase somebody down, hopefully I'm not chasing anybody's flags. But I think that it's just in everybody's nature that they're going to get out there, they're going to start playing, and you're going to get competitive. And I'm sure it's going to get more competitive than people initially think it will be. But I think that's part of it, and I think it'll be fun. I mean, I think that it's something that I think people will enjoy doing. People will enjoy playing, and there's a good group of guys that are going to be there. I mean, in all ages, guys that have just got done playing last year to guys that are in their 50s and 60s. So hopefully this will be something they can continue to do, and they can kind of grow it and get people back more involved.
I asked Randy this, but do you have any former teammates that were on the team when you were there coming up and playing?
Yeah, so Damon Rourke was a D lineman when I was there. I think he's coming back for it. I'm not sure if he's playing or not, but he'll be there. J.J. Ratterink was the quarterback the same time I was down there. And he's my wild card. I think he's probably going to be one of the best guys there. He's been playing arena ball for the last 10 years, so he's still on top of his game. So he's one that hopefully Randy puts him on my team.
I didn't realize J.J. was still playing arena ball.
I think he's just done. I think he last year he just finished up last year. So yeah, he's been playing.
Former Wyoming quarterback Casey Bramlett joining here. So Casey, it's been what, 14 years since you last played for the Brown Gorilla. You had some time with the Cincinnati Bengals and playing overseas in the World League. What was all that experience like for you? Because I don't think we've talked to you since, you know, the days you were playing professionally, maybe even not since you were playing at Wyoming. What was all that experience like for you, and how did it, you know, either change your life, impact your life positively, negatively? What was all that like?
No, I mean, I think everything was positive about it. It was a great experience. I learned a lot. I mean, you get in there not really knowing what to expect, and there's a lot that comes at you right away, but you got to learn quick. So getting there, it's a job. That's what you do. You go in, you go to work, and you're there for 10 hours a day during the season. But it was a great experience. I got to see a lot. I got to kind of see the whole world, and so it was something I'd never do differently. Wish it would have been stuck around a little bit longer, but got to see a lot. Got to live a lot of places, but at the same time, knowing, got a chance to do that, realized that we wanted to be back in Wyoming when we were done. Got a chance to do that, but wanted to move back here and start, kind of raise our family back in Wyoming.
Josh Allen, you know the story, flirting with the NFL draft, Casey. If you were going to give him any advice, he obviously made the decision to stay in at least one more year, but if you were going to give him some advice as a guy who was drafted and played professionally, what advice would you give Josh, or would you have given Josh during that time and leading up to, you know, this season and going on to the next year?
Yeah, no, I think you made the right decision. I do. I think that first year when you're playing quarterback and leading the team, a lot of it you're playing based on instinct. So you're out there and you're kind of going through your reads, but something breaks down and you scramble and you just rely on your instincts to make a play. And I think this year I'm excited to see him kind of take that next step of mastering the offense, where he's learning the protections, he's learning where the blitz is coming from. And you might not see him run around as much because he's going through his reads and he's hitting his check down, and just that next step of the progression is kind of what I'm excited to see from him. And that's kind of the same advice for that too, is that at that next level, he's got the physical tools to do it. It's just now being able to be the leader out there, where now he's going to be a young kid stepping into the huddle with a bunch of grown men, where you have to be able to step in there and be the leader. And I think one way to do that is to know the plays, to know what everybody's doing. So if you get in there, if you get on the line up at the line, get at the line, and you've got to make adjustments, you've got to get people lined up. They know, okay, this kid knows what he's doing, and it buys a lot of credibility. So I think that's probably just kind of the next step that we'll see him do this year. And I'm excited. I think he's a great kid. He's got all the tools, and it'll be fun to watch him this year.
The biggest criticism against Josh Allen when his name really started picking up steam was his completion percentage. Do you think that, you know, learning the protections and learning the offense and all those other things that you mentioned, are those things that can help a quarterback's completion percentage?
Oh, without a doubt. I think that when you go through that and you say, okay, I know if first guy, second guy's not there, okay, now I've got my check down. You've got your easier, higher percentage completions where you're not scrambling around and making a big play, where he made a lot of big plays last year, but at the same time it brings down your percentage. So I think that'll just come. I think the other part of it too will be kind of knowing where guys are at, throwing the ball. I mean, he's great at getting the ball and fitting it in the tight spots. It's okay now throwing the ball and dropping in, or having to get it out of your hand a little early before the guy's ready for it. So like I said, those are just kind of the next phase, and I think that we'll see his completion percentage improve.
Casey, you were on that 2003 team, Joe Glenn's first year, that beat CSU and beat BYU in the same season for the first time in 15 years. Do you remember where the goalposts ended up after those games?
I know one of them went to the Buckhorn, but ended up in the front yard at our house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we went afterwards, came back from dinner with my parents, and about 15 or 20 buddies of mine were in our front yard with the bottom half of the goalpost, and it stayed in our house for a year or so, and when we moved out, I don't know where it ended up.
Wow, that's breaking news, I think, right there, because that story has never been told. Have you ever told anybody that? I mean, obviously people know, but, I mean, this is something.
Yeah, no, like I said, I don't know where it is now.
It's with the original Paniola trophy.
Casey, appreciate you joining us. Are you enjoying your time, you know, away from the game of football? Also, being a professional quarterback or officiating Wyoming high school basketball, what is higher stress level?
Probably ref in basketball. I've definitely heard more stories from that. One time, I always tell a story right when I first started up in Gillette doing a freshman boys Gillette versus Sheridan game, and I made an out of bounds call, and I don't even remember who I gave the ball to, but all of a sudden I hear behind me a parent just yell, "You're even a worse ref than you were a quarterback."
Well, Gillette can be tough on a lot of things, so.
So, I mean, it, all you can do at that point is smile. So it's we've enjoyed it. It's been something that I do, my wife and I do, to give back kind of the community and stay involved. So we haven't been on the coaching side, but it's a way we can still kind of be involved with the high school athletics. So we enjoy it.
Outstanding. Good job, Casey. We appreciate the time, and looking forward to see you out there on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, be careful. Be safe.
I will. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take it easy. Right. Bye-bye.